Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and joining me now in our visual radio studios to talk a little bit about downtown, complete streets, and economic development, Warren Unsicker is back with me, the Economic Development Director for the City of Farmington. Warren, welcome back.
Hey, thanks so much. It's a pleasure. It's been too long.
It has been a little while. We were just talking about that. You have a relatively new job and have been keeping you quite busy, I know. So
yes, indeed.
Now that things are well underway in downtown Farmington, I thought it was a good time to bring
yes,
you back
and
talk a little bit about these things and the bigger picture that maybe we can you can help us to see kind of beyond the orange barrels and yellow tape and all that stuff that's going on,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, this is a revitalization project, you know, more so than just a construction project. This is an exciting streetscaping that we're going to be proud of when it's all said and done. So I'm really excited for the community and for City of Farmington. So.
Right. And as communities all across the country talk about their downtowns,
a
term has been coined that you use, I know, and others are using called placemaking.
Correct. Yeah. It's creating that sense of pride in that place that people gather in the community. This specific place that we're making is something that hopefully will become a gathering place for our community and something that people come and enjoy in the evenings and that we can point people to when they're coming in from out of town. And so, you know, this is a really a keynote thing to have in City of Farmington. So.
Right. And traditionally, downtowns have been that place, but yet
correct.
That's kind of gravitated over the years.
That's right.
In Farmington's case, probably more towards the east, at least for shopping and
sure.
retail, I would say.
Yeah.
But there are still things that bring people downtown, and this is geared to do that even in a bigger way.
Correct, yeah. No, there's been a national trend of moving away from the quote-unquote downtown core being the center of communities to the big shopping centers and where
right.
retail has kind of gone out, where, you know, this drawing back into the heart of communities has really taken off and has shown some amazing results in communities that throughout the nation and ones that I've even worked in before. So I'm very excited to see the results here.
Right. And then on top of that is this whole idea of complete streets.
Correct.
Because they are similar, but yet not the same.
Oh, correct, yeah.
And so the city's doing both of these things.
Yeah, and the complete streets is kind of a holistic approach to the revitalization of downtown, making it more walkable, making the traffic calm, making it accessible and just easy to take in the downtown core. And so it's going to be a lot safer, it's going to be a lot easier to navigate, and it's going to be something that, you know, crossing across the street's going to be easier, driving through Main Street's going to be easier. It's just going to be a holistic approach to making a great place to come down to. So.
Well, let me show folks what we're talking about
sure,
a little bit,
yeah,
right? Because I know
bit.
The city's done a lot of work, and of course, this has been in the planning stages for literally years.
Correct, nearly decades. Yeah.
And I kind of giggle when I see my friends on Facebook going, "What? They're doing downtown redevelopment? When did that happen?" I was like, "Wow, where have you been for the last 3 years?" And the dozens and dozens of meetings and
sure.
grant applications and discussion about this whole thing, but it's been looked at from every which
yeah,
way
yeah.
possible, I think.
Ironically, it was in the 2002 comprehensive plan
right.
as a project. And
2002.
The funny thing was that the vision or the scope or goal was to have it done by 2020. And look at us being right on schedule.
Here we are. That's true.
This is something that has been in the works for a while. It's gone through various different iterations as mm-hmm. it's gotten to this point. But, you know, a large part was just getting all the funding in line.
Well, sure, you got to pay for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, and so everything, all the stars finally aligned, and we have a complete project that is ready to go. And it's going to have things that's both above ground and below ground. You know,
right.
In order to keep from having to tear up streets again at some point in the near future, they're replacing a lot of the underground infrastructure as well, your water pipes and your sewer and things like that, which is going to benefit the downtown property owners and merchants even more because you're going to hopefully reduce flooding potential because we know we've had issues issues with that in the past in downtown, and likewise give capability to tap in for fire suppression as we are starting to build out these facilities and have more people coming downtown. You want to make sure they're safe.
Right.
And so having stub outs where people can tap into their facilities and provide fire suppression if they need to. So yeah, a lot of moving parts that are going into
sure.
this thing.
But again, makes sense to dig up the street once and do it right the first time.
Exactly.
Not
right.
quite as sexy to talk about water and sewer pipes
right,
as it is to talk about planters and streetscapes and wider sidewalks for outdoor cafes, but it's all part of this project.
Correct. Exactly right.
And so let's take a look at what we're talking about here,
absolutely.
Everybody, because again, this is Main Street as we know and love it today, although there's no cars now because this section of Main is now closed for the phase one of the construction, which is what we're talking
closed
about.
Closed to vehicular traffic. There is still pedestrian access to all those businesses. Please keep
that's
coming
right.
and patronizing the businesses you love.
Very true. But phase one is going from about Hill Street, as we've mentioned. So that takes us through the east side of downtown to about Allen Avenue. And Allen is still open, north-south.
North-south. So, just to the edge of Allen, and then you can still access up and down Allen. And then Main Street's open beyond that, too.
Right.
So.
All open, and nothing has been changed yet on that western part of Main Street. And so as we look here at the image that I'm showing our visual radio viewers this morning, you can see this is the intersection of Main and Orchard, pretty much,
correct.
As we're looking west. And so then the change is coming in the next picture here, which would be...
And this is conceptual and...
A little early.
Yes.
There's a couple things that will be a little different than
correct.
This picture shows.
Yes. The roundabout's going to look just slightly turned a little bit. I think we call it kind of peanut-shaped roundabout.
We'll show that in the next slide. That's true.
Don't worry, folks. There's no back-end parking.
No
back-end
parking.
You need to worry
parking.
About that. We're
It'll
keeping
be
the parallel parking on
parallel
the street.
Parking.
Correct.
So, so that is the change there.
Yeah.
But what is different is certainly the addition of the roundabouts and the subtraction of traffic lights.
Right.
And the wider sidewalks.
Right. You're going to get wider sidewalks, less traffic lanes, so it's easier to cross Main Street. You're going to have ability to have sidewalk dining, a lot of streetscaping added into that. Likewise, more pedestrian-level lighting on the street. So you're going to have both the street lighting like we have right now, but you also have pedestrian-level lighting, and that's
okay.
going to make a big difference to the visibility in the evenings on Main Street.
Right, and so so that's what we're looking at, and then the actual plan is this next slide, and this shows you a little bit of the phase one we were talking
correct.
About
yeah.
of what is going to be built between now and June. It'll be done by June.
Yes,
knock on
yes.
wood.
The first phase is a 5-month process. So
okay.
you know, we say the total. Yeah, the total. Well, yeah. I hope we not that, but if we can get it done quicker, all the better.
Right.
The Main Street project is going to only take a total of 10 months, but each phase is only take 5 months. And
right.
So
you've kind of divided it in half.
Correct. So you will have proof of concept here by hopefully
June.
Of the first phase of this thing.
Okay.
And you'll be able to go and experience the new Main Street look and feel by that middle of the summer.
So, right. So with this image, we can see the peanut-shaped roundabout that you mentioned at Main and Orchard,
yes.
which is over here, and
yes.
On the left-hand side of your screen, everybody. And then there's another roundabout that is going in there at the intersection of Main and Miller,
mm-hmm.
which would kind of start the downtown experience, if you will, from coming in from the east.
Correct. Yeah. So as you're coming off of the main drag on Main Street, it slows you down as you're entering this beautiful downtown district. And it's interesting because I know some people are a little daunted by the concept of roundabouts, but I was sitting in a traffic light on the side of Main Street just coming to another interview, honestly, and thinking about how, you know, as I'm ticking away the minutes sitting at the red light, I would have already been through this intersection and on my way down Main Street if it were for the roundabouts. Because a lot of what we end up doing is waiting at traffic lights on Main and seeing no cars on either side of us going on the side streets, or you end up on the side streets waiting forever because the main traffic's going down Main Street. So this should help keep traffic moving on Main Street and the side streets, so you can get onto and around Main Street hopefully even faster than usual, even if you're not driving faster,
you're going to
be getting through the different intersections quicker.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
And it does work in other communities.
Absolutely.
I was telling you, I was in Arizona earlier this year, and they had several, and traffic did move. They had a lot of traffic, but it was moving, I must say. So this is the phase one that we're looking at, and of course, I think a lot of folks will be glad to see the trees being replaced, because a lot of folks were concerned when the trees got cut down downtown because of the construction. But this is all going to change as you narrow those driving lanes from four lanes to two.
Yeah.
You're going to have wider sidewalks, and so the trees can be in different places.
Correct. Yeah.
In front of these businesses.
And they're adding diversity of trees too. So you'll have again, the beautification is all a part of the streetscaping project. So
right.
you're going to see new landscaping come in, new trees, and so that's all a part and parcel in this endeavor.
There you go. But we will see a total of, I think, four roundabouts. Is it four? Five?
Four. And so you've got four going into the Main Street corridor. So, it's going to be something that I think people will find very pleasing once they get through the process and start utilizing them.
And the other thing I want to ask you about, too, is it's something on the very edge of this map that we're showing everyone is this Gateway Monument. We've talked about that, I think. Actually, I remember voting on my choice a couple of years ago. This is with the CBB and some of their branding initiatives like that. And it's been on hold. They've got the money for these, but they wanted to wait until, I think, this project started to install these at both ends of downtown, which is kind of like these monuments to say, welcome to downtown, or you're in downtown,
exactly.
And this is now a different spot in Farmington.
No, absolutely. It really bookends and shows like this is the core of Farmington.
Right.
This is where you come to experience this new way of having downtown.
That placemaking that we talked about. Is that
exactly right? Yeah.
Right.
So that's going to just accentuate the fact that you're coming into a beautified arts and entertainment district that is in our downtown.
Right. And now the city, I know, has done a lot to try to prepare for this project. As I said, it's been in the works for years, and the city has kind of put together a group that has a headquarters downtown.
Correct, yeah.
And they've been very active in getting the word out and working with, I think, the local businesses to try to, again, talk about how to access the business from the alley, even though, you're right, pedestrian access is still there on Main Street, but there'll be probably some weeks when it won't be, right, as they're doing some work.
So
I know they're going to try to keep it open.
The only times that's going to happen is when they're putting concrete right in front of someone's door, and that'll be for like a day or day and a half, depending on how big of a swath of concrete they have in front. No, so right now they're doing the main portion of Main Street. They'll be leaving 5-foot sidewalk in front of all the businesses and for the first portion of phase one, and then when they flip over to doing the in front of the businesses, it'll be incrementally going down the line, and then they'll of course notify those individual businesses when it's their turn, so to speak, but then they'll still be providing catwalk access during times when they're not pouring concrete and things like that. So the goal is to keep businesses accessible as often as long as feasibly possible. So you don't have to worry about not being able to get to your favorite businesses. So
good point.
Exactly right.
But a lot of work has been done, too, to say, hey, if you have access from the alley, maybe consider opening that up.
Correct.
And a lot of businesses already had a rear entrance. And so downtown, I think, is designed beautifully for parking off of Arrington and off of Broadway.
Exactly right.
And using that alley access, and you can park about as close to the business as you're used to parking if you parked on Main Street.
Absolutely. And we are blessed, considering I've been part of another project similar to this that did not have nearly the level of access and parking amenities that we have.
Those parallel streets are godsend.
Oh, they really are. And so we're well set up. I often park behind the businesses on Main Street. When it is wide open, I'll cruise down one of the side streets and park behind them because it's easier, it's less.
We know how you don't like to stop at a stoplight, so you've already told us about that. So I understand why you would do that.
But you have some great access, and likewise, Art in the Alley has beautified those alleyways even more. So you're going to be able to not only get to the businesses you love, but see some amazing artwork that's been put in there by some local artists that is going to only continue, I think. So there's a lot going on for Farmington that makes it that much easier to get to the businesses during this construction process.
Right. No excuse, I guess, is what you're telling me. No excuse not to go downtown.
We really want to encourage people to continue to support or start supporting more if you haven't been.
Right,
come on down, experience some businesses maybe you haven't seen yet, or come, revisit ones that you haven't been to in a while.
Exactly. Warren Unziger is my guest this morning, everyone. He is the Economic Development Director for downtown, for Farmington, for the whole city of Farmington. We were talking about downtown Farmington and the start of the Complete Streets construction project, which is going to happen for the next 10 months. Phase one underway right now, and that is kind of the eastern end of Main Street from about Hill, Commercial Avenue, Miller Street to about
Allen.
Correct.
And then phase two will pick up, I guess, in June and be the rest of it from Allen to about Auburn.
Correct.
Is what we're talking
that
about.
That is correct, yeah.
And the whole idea is to have it done by November, you're saying, right?
Absolutely. And so this is a six-block project that is just going to be stunning when it's all said and done. And so I'm very excited about it. And like I said, I've experienced this before in another community that did a very similar project to this. And the results were just exponentially improved for the businesses down there and for attracting new businesses to the downtown.
Now, talk to me a little bit about that. Now, what do you hope 10 months from now? Put on your crystal ball.
Get that Sears ball out. Yeah.
As we see, you know, again, calmer traffic is the idea, wider sidewalks, again, people walking, people biking, making it more complete streets, again, available for everybody. What is it that you hope to see? Obviously, some of the restaurants taking advantage of some of this stuff.
Yeah, so you sidewalk dining. You have more people staying downtown longer. You know, having that walkability makes it to where it's easier to want to walk around downtown, even if you're not there on a specific mission or going to a specific place. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to hang out. Maybe you'll go to a coffee shop to do a little work during the day, or you'll stick around longer, or you'll bring friends from out of town down there that you may not have before, or some things like that just draw people to the downtown. And again, that sense of pride from the community is going to, I think, grow with this project. And so I really hope that people start getting excited about the concept. As you mentioned, we have an HQ downtown at 119 West Main. You can go in and physically look at all the renderings of the downtown project and all the amenities that are being added in.
If these images that we're showing on the screen aren't clear enough, or you want more detail, they will go into as much detail as you want.
Yeah.
If you want to know what type of stone they're going to use, they will tell you and can show you.
The lampposts, what they're going to look like. You know, there's going to be various different amenities going into this, and you can go and take a look at all of them and catch the vision. So is what I like to put.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's not only going to hopefully get citizens excited, but also businesses excited. Existing businesses, I think, are already doing some improvements of their own inside their buildings, and especially in preparation for more access from their alleyways. And likewise, I think you'll see entrepreneurs that are excited about this vision as well, starting to look at downtown and maybe bringing a concept down there that they might not have before.
So. Right. And this is stuff that the city is trying to do in partnership. Obviously, the city doesn't own these buildings downtown.
Exactly right.
Maybe they own one or two, but not all of them. but it really has to be in partnership with the private business to say, we're going to do all the work on the public right-of-ways and the streets and the sidewalks in front of your building. And if you want to see the vision and improve your business or add something to your business, outdoor dining or what have you, here's the opportunity
because
you'll be able to do that.
Yeah,
and I assume that maybe now, because the sidewalk is too narrow, you can't do outdoor dining, but in the future
it makes it a little more difficult.
You could.
Yeah. And so, you know, things like that it really is an amenity for the property owners and for the businesses to be able to take advantage of, and for their customers to take advantage of.
Right.
And to, you know, have, again, more of that pedestrian lighting, more of beautification from a landscaping perspective, just, again, makes it more of an aesthetically exciting place to be when you're downtown. And so hopefully, again, keeps people down there and keeps them coming back. So.
Exactly. Well, I do want to talk about one more thing with you, Warren Unziger, about downtown, and that is the dreaded roundabout. Because some folks, you know, there are some that just, they don't like them.
Sure.
And maybe they just haven't driven through them. You and I have talked about that they are really not that awful.
No,
you know?
they
have a lot of pluses.
Right, exactly. They may seem daunting from just looking at a rendering.
Right.
But, you know, once you've experienced some, you know, go up to Foothills, and if you want to take a test drive around a roundabout.
There's one already working in Farmington, everyone, on Foothills Drive. That's true.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, at Reconada.
It keeps traffic flowing. And basically, you just watch for the gap in the cars, jump in, and get off at your next turn.
That's right. And if you miss it, you can go around again.
Exactly
right.
It's not
like it's sending you to the wrong spot.
Yeah, exactly right. So it really is a way of keeping traffic flowing. And again, for downtown, calming that traffic and hopefully giving people a chance to take in what's downtown. You know, the people that, you know, sometimes will just use Main Street to get from one end to the other. And this will help them take in all the great businesses downtown and hopefully stop and stay longer. So, yeah.
Sure.
I'm excited to see how this all comes out when all's said and done, and excited to get people engaged engaged in this process too. We want them to be excited as well and to catch the vision, I guess is the best way to put it.
Exactly. So, it'll be, I think it's just because it's new, people right. are a little concerned about
sure,
it.
Sure.
And I think they'll get used to it and wonder what took us so long. Probably.
Well, and too, we just want to continually encourage people to support the businesses through this process. You know, it's not going to significantly hinder, I think, people's ability to get to the businesses. And so we just need to keep encouraging people to do that. I've already gone downtown and eaten a couple times since they started the process, and it really hasn't changed my patterns all that
right.
much in terms
well,
of getting there and back.
So. I was there this week having lunch, and again, the restaurant was full, so yeah. I was glad to see that. So
exactly
I hope
right.
a lot of folks are doing that because,
yes.
again, it's important. And I know the city has really tried to condense this construction as much as they could.
Absolutely.
And in fact, I think last year, plans were to get things started last year, and there was a bit of a delay, and they wanted to be done mm-hmm. by Christmas.
Correct.
And they just decided to delay it by a year.
Right. Well, and
you could be done by November.
That is exactly right. We wanted to make sure we avoided that major holiday season because we know that is a huge boon for most every business down there.
Right.
To be able to have that time period where people are out shopping and eating and grabbing gift cards and everything else under the sun. And so we wanted to make sure we minimized the impact as much as we feasibly could. And so that was the hope, and that's why it did get pushed out one extra year, is because we wanted to make sure we weren't impacting the businesses as much as feasibly possible.
So. Right. So now we're going, and it's full speed ahead.
Exactly.
Is
right.
what it looks like to me to exactly. get it done by November.
Yes.
And so here we go. So that's downtown.
Yes.
I do want to ask you a bit about some other
yeah.
things, and I know you are involved with.
Yes.
One was, again, opened this summer, which was Bisti Bay,
yeah.
the new outdoor water park. And next.
And the slide just went in.
This summer, I was going to say, will be even more amenities with these slides that were installed after mm-hmm. the season. And they're really tall, is
they're
what I could say
impressive.
When I've driven by.
Yeah.
Holy
it,
smokes.
So,
right.
I mean, it was funny. If you look in the new visitor's guide, the CVB went in, out, put out, there's a picture at Bisti Bay. And someone looked at it and said, is that in Florida? Because it just. It's this beautiful outdoor water space that I think that the entire community is going to really enjoy. And again, creating that sense of place, creating those amenities that really draw people and keep people here.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bisti Bay is just another one of those amazing amenities that has been added to the community over time. We're bolstering the lake and all the amenities that are out there.
Lake Farmington, you're talking about,
yes,
right, with the beach.
Exactly. So the beach, you know, we've got all the Whippet inflatables out there. You've got the campgrounds up above, which they just added shade structure to.
Mm-hmm.
They also added shade structure at the beach. So you're going to have more places to get out of the sun if you want to, and picnic tables underneath there if you want to go enjoy a picnic. And likewise, we're looking at trying to get some cabins out there.
That's something that's new,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And that
right.
We might see that in the next year or two.
Yeah, we're working on a public-private partnership with a group that would bring in some cabins to the area. And so things like that, we're, of course, we're still working on trying to figure out the zip line project along at Lake Farmington. So just continually adding to the sense of place and the placemaking of Farmington.
And I guess you have to be careful because, again, does the city want to get into the cabin rental business? But that's why you have it a public-private partnership. Is that right?
Yeah. And, you know, obviously, you know, hospitality isn't our bailiwick. You know, it's not something that we are well versed in or that we do. And last thing we want to do is impact private business as well. And so we're seeking private partners that we can partner with to make these things happen, that have experience, that know how to manage those things and make them successful. And so, I've seen a lot of public-private partnerships, not only here, but in other communities I've served in, and they stand to create high quality and product. And so that's what we're really hoping to do and draw in some amenities that we may not have necessarily had just if we were the city were trying to do the heavy lift ourselves.
Right. But now you are in the pool business and the golfing business.
Right.
And so there are some things that the city doesn't mind taking
sure.
a hold of,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And,
right.
and operating.
Those kind of parks related amenities. And likewise, the lake or the riverside trail system
mm-hmm.
that's being expanded exponentially. You know, those are things that we do have a hand in directly and that we're very excited to see come about. and making even the community as a whole more bikeable to get to those river trails and to get around the city. You've seen some of the restriping and changes that we've made to create more bike lanes and trails throughout the community.
Right, and it seems like I've seen some maybe bike trail signage.
Exactly, yeah.
That's up and about. I don't know what they mean, but I see them. I'm like, well, that looks interesting. I should probably investigate what that's all about.
Well, and that's the thing is we have been trying to really make it more visible, all the cool amenities that we have, because a lot of them have been there forever.
That's true.
But it's just not been front of mind or easily gotten to just because people don't necessarily know where it all is. And so you'll look around at the new signage, the Jolt Your Journey signs that have all the different activity and destinations.
They show you where you can put a raft into the river or where you can take it out or all these different things, right?
And so all of that is just going to make it that much easier to get to all the cool amenities we have throughout Farmington. And so just getting people to be able to take advantage of all the amazing amenities we have in this community. You know, I was shocked even when I first moved here just how many parks we have. You know, you can't hardly go half a mile without stumbling into a park.
That's right.
We have a lot of amenities and a lot of beautification. We're just trying to add to that repertoire to really make it a place that people want to call home.
And certainly for the folks that live here, that's a big plus. Yeah. But for travelers and visitors, it really is that added added thing too, right? I mean, the cherry on your vacation is to find a community and say, oh, we could bike here and we go in the pool and we could spend an extra day or two or three and do some of these things. And that's your idea, right?
Yeah, being the center of adventure for people. We're in the heart of so many amazing natural and public amenities that it's no wonder we don't have people just knocking down or beating down our door to stay and go out to places like Chaco Canyon and to Mesa Verde and Shiprock and Monument Valley and all these cool things that are just within a couple-hour drive. So I know we have people, since we moved here, we have friends and family come visit us more often than we ever did in Tulsa because they want to stay in our guest room and go and play. And so those are the kinds of things that we're so well-suited for, and I think that it's just going to grow and hopefully, and I think it's going to attract more residents, too, and more people that want to be here. We've already seen people that have retired here because they've seen the vision and likewise the amenities that we've created here, and even just fiddled on Google Street View and seen how cool it is to just drive around here virtually, said, that's a place I'd like to be,
right?
And so that's the kind of things we're trying to again create, that sense of place that people want to be a part of.
And I know you have called some of these things low hanging fruit,
right?
And it's things that maybe they cost a little bit of money, but they don't cost a lot of money.
Correct.
Downtown notwithstanding, I mean, that's a lot of money,
right?
But
right.
And the pool and things like that, but there are some low-hanging fruit things that have been done with some of the signage and the restriping of a street that can add a bike lane or two, and these things are what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly right. And just the sheer nature of the outdoor amenities that we have that we, again, just weren't marketing necessarily.
We've had Farmington Lake for 30 years or more.
Yeah, and so just getting the awareness raised of all those things has helped immensely. Just from like, oh, wow, I didn't even realize we had all these great put-ins for river access, or we had all these cool outdoor venues or whatever it may be. And again, the cost was relatively low considering the benefit it provides to the community and to visitors.
So. Right. And I know there's some folks that are thinking, well, we're in tough economic times, and where are we getting this money to do all these things? And again, to the mayor's credit and the city council's credit, they have approved some of these things to increase the gross receipts tax to funnel this money into these very specific uses, though, go for some of the things we're talking about.
Right, the CTED fund, the Community Transformation.
That's what it's called. I can never remember it. Thank you.
Community Transformation and Economic Development Fund.
Yes.
And that was that quarter percent GRT that was raised. Even still, you talk about downtown, there was bonds and things that were put in place beforehand that were able to be allocated to this, likewise grants and loans from the state. And so a lot of pieces of the puzzle have come together to make things like that happen.
Right.
To your point, that fund is specifically put together to help create that sense of place. And placemaking is so crucial to attracting people, workforce, businesses to a community. Because, you know, when you get to the point where you do have a CEO coming to visit and trying to look at a community, once they hit the ground, they want to know that it's a place that not only they might want to call home, but that their workforce and their people that work for them want to call home.
Or their spouse.
Or their spouse.
That could be a big trailing spouse thing.
Yeah, exactly right. The trailing spouse is definitely a factor.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are key amenities that we need to build up to be able to attract people and businesses to the area. And likewise, too, as we're shooting after, you know, outdoor rec businesses, they want to see that it's part of our DNA. And those signs that we talked about, the trails and things that we're building out, create the, you know, or basically showcase what we have in terms of those outdoor amenities that we may not have been showing off nearly enough.
Right. But it's got to be great for someone in your line of work to be able to come up with these great ideas and say, well, we need some more signs, we need to restripe this road, and to have the finance folks say, yeah, we can pay for it. We can do that.
Sure. And I wish I was the one that came up with those things. So please don't let me take the credit for that. But
I'm just saying.
Yeah, to that point, yeah, it is good to be able to be able to help vision something that we can then actually make a reality.
Right.
And so that is a very exciting place to be as a community and as a part of that, the answer to our question there.
Sure. So. But I know there's a lot of communities that maybe are facing the same economic concerns that Farmington is that maybe don't have the money set aside to do some of these things, and they just have a big wish list.
And here
we have a community that's saying, we have a wish list, we figure out a way to pay for most of it, and we're moving forward.
Right.
And I think that's impressive, and for someone who's a resident of the city, gratifying to know that there's a plan and we're paying for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that way, we're not just visioning for visioning's sake, we're visioning for a future that we can create.
Right.
And so on that point, too, the comprehensive plan process is in full swing, and so you'll be seeing surveys and things that go out as a part of that process on an ongoing basis, try and get input as to the future 20 years of Farmington. And so that's something that we need to be thinking: what do we want Farmington to look like in 20 years? What does it look like for your kids and your grandkids, as well as yourself, for the community to be something even better than it is today? So
very exciting, so stay tuned for that,
I guess, is what
you're telling us. So in our minutes that we have remaining, Warren Unsinger, again, phase one underway in downtown Farmington. Again, it is on the eastern side. So again, Main Street is still wide open to cars from Allen Avenue all through Auburn and beyond.
Yeah.
It is closed, though, from about Hill Avenue to Allen.
Just east of Allen.
But open to pedestrians.
Correct.
And the parking along the backside of all the Main Street businesses is open. Arrington is open. Broadway is open. Support local businesses.
Exactly right. Just keep on coming down, or come down if you haven't in a while, and check out all the amazing businesses we have there. They're your neighbors. They're people you know. They're people you go to different civic clubs and church with. Come and support their businesses and their employees, and keep enjoying downtown just like you have before.
So. And watch the transformation right before our eyes in the next 5 months. So.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Perfect.
Warren Unsinger, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. And if you have any further questions, visit heartoffarmington.org, and you can get a lot of answers there. Quick and easy thing to remember.
Very good. Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Warren Unsinger, my guest here from the city of Farmington on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.